according to my ego. As long as my aesthetics are performing like acrobatics, I'm on the right track. In accordance with my ego, my mathematics is majoring in addition, then I have no addiction, so there's no need to subtract. My ego says I'm in control, while inadvertently the things and people I try to control overtly begin to take hold. Although these things can no longer be managed, and my psyche cannot ignore the damage, my ego says I have it, and these uncontrollably abstract variables are invariably handled. See, my ego and my soul are not on one accord. My ego thinks our funds are unlimited, while my soul pleads at another loss we can't afford. My ego would rather sink in this misery, while my soul withholds but burns beneath the surface lividly. The imagery has taken over the silence. My soul wars with the residual visual violence. See, my soul wants to unlearn and yearns to forgive and rebuild every bridge that's been burned. My ego wants to control and never forget that we've been beaten and bruised. My soul is well aware of the abuse and has the ability to choose how to use the pain that we carry. My ego wants to make them pay by being better than them at the game that they play. See, my soul says let it go, but my ego says keep it hidden. It says use the pain. Remember, James, how they hurt you and they jerk the love out of your sane. According to my ego, right now I need no help. Yet my soul feels withered, curled up in a ball, completely subdued to an ego who wants to control it all. My ego has become a shadow master, avoiding the sun to disappear from the shadows faster. My ego says, let's just fall in line and do the right thing. No one will question the foundation when your well-manicured garden attracts the beautiful birds that sing. My soul screams for water because the roots are dried and cracked. My ego says, let's pretend and show everyone there's nothing that we lack. My soul has grown cold in the darkness, while my ego shows off its tan. My ego has learned to mimic my soul, while my soul has learned to mimic a healed man. My ego no longer knows who it is, because it's become so good at disguising that it surmises each as a part of its plan. The war rages on. The harmony feels gone. My ego does not want to submit, even in its atrophy stance. It fights on. My ego says we have unlimited power, while my soul waves its white flag in an immense of powerlessness.